All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Chris, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, so I went out with this girl a couple of times, and I thought it was going really well, mainly because last time we went out, she came back to my place, we hooked up. But here's the thing, we were pretty drunk, I passed out, and then when I woke up the next morning, she was gone, and I haven't been able to get a hold of her since. It's like she disappeared, and I want to know what happened.
There's so many things that could have happened. You were drunk, she was gone in the morning, was the sex trash, what'd you do?
Here's the thing, I remember most of it, and I mean, she was drunk too. So I don't know if she was embarrassed by something. I don't know if I should be embarrassed by something. I just want to make sure that everything's cool, you know?
Yeah. Did she tell you she was going to leave, like, early? Did she say, hey, by the way, just so you know, I got to get out early in the morning? Or were you guys too drunk to even discuss that?
I mean, before anything was happening, we were kind of joking around breakfast. So yeah. I was expecting there to be some sort of, like, mini second date the next day, but obviously, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Plus, I was also on this medication for mouth pain, and honestly, I was that sure f***ed up, so I shouldn't have been drinking that much to begin with. So.
Nice. Probably not.
Nice. You probably said something don't even remember. All right. We'll give her a call for you next.
Now, back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right. This is good. This is good. If you missed it, we just talked to Chris. Looking for this girl. Her name is Madison. Last time they hooked up, it was at his house. She spent the night. She was gone in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they did some drinking. Chris did the you know how when you get take medications for stuff and it's like whatever you do, don't drink
right.
on this medication?
Yeah.
Chris didn't read that part. So
he didn't read or just ignored.
Yeah, one or the other. Either way, he drank and he said he got super loopy.
Okay.
And in the morning she was gone. And
this is gonna be good.
So I can't wait to find out. Oh god, I hope she answers the phone. All right, Chris, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Stay quiet. We're gonna call her right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Madison?
Yes, this is.
Oh, Madison, sorry for waking you up. This is Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I just explain real quick? It's a good reason why we're calling you. I can explain it very quickly.
Who is this? I'm sorry.
Okay, so we're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station, but it's because somebody gave us your number to call you on their behalf, but it's for a good reason. I'll tell you who the person is, and I'll tell you why they wanted us to call you.
Okay, who is it?
It's a gentleman that wanted to reach out to you because he would like to take you out on a date. And the reason we're calling is because if you agree to this date, I'm going to tell you the guy's name. If you agree to it, we will pay for whatever date you choose, like wherever you want to go, whenever you're free. You know, it doesn't have to be a weekend. It could be a weekday. Whenever you're available, you just tell us what you'd like to do, where you'd like to do it. Could be at your house, his house, could be a restaurant, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, this sounds a little too good to be true. I'm sorry. But you said you're going to tell me who it is, right?
I will tell you who it is. His name is Chris, and he said that you actually spent the night at his house last time he saw you.
Oh, my God. Chris? Is this his friend or something? Because why would you want to talk to me? Seriously.
He thinks that Well, he said that you left his house before he woke up, and he's been trying to talk to you the whole time since then. He said that you're not responding to him.
This is so embarrassing. Okay, like, why doesn't... Okay.
What's embarrassing about it? Like, did you do something or was it him?
I reached out to you. Let me get this straight. Because this is, like, the last person I would think. First of all, I wouldn't think you'd be calling me. But also, like, if it was someone, who'd be the last person, I would imagine. And I do have a pretty good reason for that. I don't know if I want to say it, but...
No, please tell us, because I just want to make sure it's the right guy.
I mean, I spent the night at his place and ended up leaving kind of quickly. I'll say that the next morning, and but, you know, there was an issue, something I did. It was kind of stupid looking back on my part, but it happened. I don't know.
Okay, you said there was an issue with something you did.
But, yeah.
What did you do?
Look, there's a little bit like of a mess. My period ended up coming a little bit early. Okay, I wasn't expecting
it. Okay, it happens.
Yeah. So,
okay.
It was a mess, you know, and like I said, looking back, I should have probably just, like, apologized, you know.
Wait, what do you, when you say it was a mess, like, you mean it was a mess in his house? What'd you do?
His bed was a mess, you know. I figured, like, he's not going to talk to me again probably either way, so I just went ahead and did that, and I figured... I'm never going to hear from him again.
Yeah, well, the good news is he does want to see you again. The bad news is he's on the phone and heard everything you just said. So, hey, Chris?
Yo!
Chris?
Yo, hold up.
All right.
Chris, you didn't do anything wrong.
Hold up, wait. Wait, this is insane. Madison, you didn't do anything wrong either. This is a big misunderstanding. I'm going to make you feel so much better right now.
Oh, my God.
That wasn't your blood.
Ew!
What?
Yo, remember how I told you that I was on pain medication?
Yeah.
I literally went to the dentist that morning to get a tooth pulled.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, like, when I woke up the next morning, my mouth was just covered in blood. And it's because, like, it was leaking throughout the night. I don't know if I didn't do something they told me to do or whatever. But look, it was definitely my blood. Because, like, I'm pretty sure when I went down into you or something, it must have just, like, leaked. And that's what the blood was.
Okay,
it wasn't
this
yours.
Is getting worse. This is so nasty.
Like, that amount of blood, you were bleeding.
Oh my God! This is great. I mean, hey,
you have no reason to be embarrassed.
And it makes sense because alcohol is a blood thinner, so it probably made you bleed more. And you just said you went down on her, so that would explain why it was down there.
Yo, I'm a gentleman.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I don't even know how that's humanly possible. I'm not kidding you guys.
Okay, let's not try and imagine right now. We all have a murder scene going on in our head right now. Let's
visual.
Yeah, and let's forget about the grossness of it. Okay, we figured out what the situation is. Madison, you didn't have your period. It was just Chris bleeding through a hole in his mouth in between your legs. So would you like to see... it's an LOL. It's a funny story for the future. Would you like to see him? He clearly doesn't care, you know, and you didn't do anything wrong. You have no reason to be embarrassed. I think we should continue this.
This is not normal to bleed like that. Like I said, this is really creepy, and I can't believe he's acting so nonchalant about it.
Look, it's not like I pull teeth all the time. This is going to be a one-time thing. Never going to happen again, assuming I keep flossing.
Yeah, I am going to probably just go back to sleep right now, and I'm going to pretend you guys didn't call me, so...
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR2. 1-3-3-2.